This podcast series was brought to you by Annie Jennings PR.
Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR podcasting series. My name is Annie Jennings, and I'm with the national PR firm, Annie Jennings PR, cutting-edge publicity firm, with their finger on the pulse of the latest in advanced PR thought and strategy. Today, we also welcome Andrew Schlichting, the director of Annie Jennings PR Web 2.0 division, who brings mega experience and an in-depth understanding of everything Web 2.0. Also, we'd like to thank our wonderful clients and listeners for their tremendous response to our Don't Lift a Finger podcast program, where our technology and podcasting pros build all of your technology to power your podcast, the recording, the editing, the tagging, the bumpers, the distribution, you name it, we do it. All you have to do is show up. The program includes a personal product development consult with me, myself, Annie Jennings, so we can build a mega hit podcast series that makes sense to your overall objectives. We're good. It's very easy to work with us, and it is the way to go. I'll give you the link. You can let me know of your interest at AnnieJenningsPR.com/don'tliftafingerpodcast.htm. That's AnnieJenningsPR.com/don'tliftafingerpodcast.htm, or email Annie@AnnieJenningsPR.com. That's Annie@AnnieJenningsPR.com. And I would love to get back to you. And, of course, Andrew will also give you a ring. We have as our wonderful guest today, Andrew Schlichting. Welcome, Andrew, to the podcasting series.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Well, our topic today, we're going to talk about using video on the web, a powerful new tool that is emerging and actually building extremely rapidly throughout the Internet. We don't want anyone, one of the most wonderful things about being part of our podcasting stream is as it becomes known, you will know it. So we can count on Andrew for keeping us up to speed with everything new and everything wonderful happening on the web that can help us empower ourselves, our businesses, everything we're doing out there on the web. Right, Andrew?
That's right.
Exactly. So today we want to talk about video. We're going to have parts one, which you're listening to right now, and, of course, part two. Stay tuned for it. That should come out in a couple of days or so, but don't worry. You will have it if you're signed up with our stream. Meanwhile, Andrew, how do we get started with this magical thing called video on the web?
Well, first, you want to get a video camera. Now, I was looking at my notes going, okay, we're going to talk about all these formats and ways you can record, but one thing I didn't put on there was something like a webcam. You can even record video on a webcam.
Really?
Yeah. Let's go back to the beginning and go to
okay, we'll go with step one then.
Well, you know, grab a video camera. They're getting less and less expensive. Man, when I was a kid, they were, you know, a couple $1,000s.
I remember, yeah.
This huge clunky thing, and now just for a couple $100s.
They're huge. Remember?
Oh,
they were like the size of those big, you know, those boom boxes everybody carries around.
Yeah. And the huge viewfinder, right? The
always
broke. And
they're so embarrassing. Imagine showing up at your kids' recital with one of those now.
Oh, yeah. I should make a point of tracking one of those down and taking that to my kids' recital.
You should. It would be hysterical, especially Mr. Technology Pro. So, you know what? I'm glad you brought up the subject of cameras. We're just talking about that in the office. In terms of what to buy, in terms of the features that we're going to need, because let's face it, it may not cost thousands of dollars, but we are going to make an investment. And we want to make a really good investment for ourselves in terms of how the final outcome is going to be. You can have good and you can have bad. We all want to really have excellent. So why don't you stay somewhere in the good and the excellent category for us? And definitely feel free to issue any caveats or warnings to people out there, like saying, definitely do not buy this.
Right.
So okay. give us a go on what we really want to buy. Let's say we want to put good video up there on the web because, why? We want to close business. That's why we're all here. We want to make an impact. We want somebody to say yes by learning more about us, by hearing our live bio, by hearing our live services, wonderful things like that. So tell us a little bit about what to buy.
All right. Well, for video, you're going to usually... For video for the web, you usually have the video scaled down, right? So it's streamable or it's compressed to the point where it's going to look okay and it's going to not, you know, exceed your bandwidth for your website. And so because of that compression, because it's going to be scaled down, a lot of people are getting away with really, really inexpensive cameras. Now, the inexpensive cameras, no, when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about DV cameras, mini DV cameras. They are, you know, just a couple hundred bucks, but they don't get the same type of light and colors that you get when you have, you know, say a $2,000 video camera. So if you're talking, you're going to be doing a lot of these, and you want to put forth a good investment, you know, stick with a name brand, you know, like Sony or Canon, and be in that $2,000 range. Now, I recently just purchased a camera that was under $1,000. That was an HD camera. Actually, it was under $900, right? And when I purchased it, you know, I just wanted to test it out. So I videotape. The first thing I do is I videotape around the house. There's certain parts of my house that are not very well lit, so I go in that room and I'm videotaping around and go into the well-lit rooms. And in HD, the HD camera, which actually goes, again, on a DV or mini DV tape, when it gets to that low light, I notice that it has kind of like these cross, it's kind of like a grid that shows up when it's too dark, which I think might go away when I compress it all the way down to something that we can play on the web. But for videotaping, if you're going to do something once a month, once every couple of months, you might be able to get away with a $200 piece of equipment, but it really comes down to lighting. And making sure that your subject, if that's you, you're well lit, that you know you have good background, and you're not going to be embarrassed, you know, with your
well, sure. I mean, Andrew, let's face it. Who would want to put a less than, you know, practically perfect image of ourselves up on the web for everyone to see?
That's right.
You remember, we're using this for promotion purposes, right? A lot of people are using their video because a lot of our people listening to our podcast are business professionals, speakers, and they really want to, they're doing this to add to their platform, to add to the content in their bio, to add to their personality or the ability for people to really build rapport with them, right?
Right.
So you could even do yourself more damage than good by deciding, you know what, I'm going to buy the cheapest thing I can find out there because the guy behind the counter says that it's a good thing. Now, that's fine in terms of the guy behind the counter giving their opinion and advice, but I would definitely do my own research. People in stores are very, very intelligent, and they should know their products well, but I would also do my own research because I think for the extra couple of $100, you might wind up with more speaking engagements and more opportunities for yourself to see maybe other people, if you were in a lesser quality, what can happen, Andrew, if they see you and, like, they don't quite like the grainy look.
Right.
They could think you look like that in real life.
Right, right.
And not want you to come speak to their group because they don't want the grainy mess to appear.
Yeah.
I'm only kidding, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with HD and all that, I mean, there's a lot of commercials out right now joking around about, oh, you know we're in HD, right? You know, I don't know if you've seen that commercial, but the guy is clearly blurry and all that stuff. Anyway, it's one of those video jokes. I like that commercial.
Yeah, it's really funny.
So
what about, is there anything else about features that you want us to have as we build our video library, we'll call it?
Well, yeah, well, this HD camera it's under $900, you know, I was like, wow, HD for under $900. There are some things on that camera. I mean, maybe it's there, maybe it's tucked away, but I don't think there's a focus button on there. You know? I think it's just autofocus all the way.
And that's a good thing.
Well,
but yes and no.
It's actually, for my use, it's actually really bad, because, I mean, imagine those really kind of cool shots, right, where I have a long distance, something or other.
Because you really know, obviously you're an artist and a photographer, so you know you want to be able to tweak your shot.
Right.
So that's
right.
Something that people should ask themselves, one of the questions before they buy their camera, do I want autofocus or not? Because if there's no focus button, that means you do not have the ability to maneuver, create, you know, a better focus for yourself.
That's right.
Which you know what you're doing, but maybe other people don't. So would you say that was a good question for people to ask themselves?
Yeah. I mean, make sure it has the focus button. If, you know, you, you think you're going to need it. Make sure it has white balance. White balance allows people to say what is white on the screen. And why is that important? Well, you could look green really fast, if the lighting...
And not get fired.
Yeah, you're using fluorescent lighting versus, incandescent lighting, right? It all comes down to what type of, LED lights, the sunlight versus indoor light, right? All these different factors change the color temperature, and our eyes can't see this when we're out and about, because they're constantly going, okay, well, that is white right there, and they're constantly doing that. But it's funny how much you realize what your mind and your eyes are doing when you're playing with these electronics,
because
you're like, wow, my mind just does that automatically,
whereas
I actually have to key it in and say, no, this is white. And anyway, it's a white balance.
It is fascinating. I understand what you're saying. So you want to be able to have a white balance. So something so far... Definitely have a focus, but in addition to autofocus, right? So you have the option of saying autofocus or I'd like to focus myself. You have choices, right?
Right.
And we want a white balance.
That's right. Mic input is something that's pretty important. That is usually the big difference between $200 video camera and $600 camera or $1,000 camera. I mean, there's a big jump to have that audio mic input.
Really?
And then when you want different types of mic inputs, like usually, the $1,000 range, you're going to have this little microphone. More like a headphone jack microphone. And then you jump up to the $2,000 range, and you're going to get these XLR microphone inputs. Now, what an XLR cable is, is it's one of those microphone... it's like when you see a singer on a stage and they have that big cable, right, that big microphone. Usually those microphones have an XLR. They're a three-prong cable. And they're pretty large cables. They're not just a small input. They're a fairly large cable. And you plug that in, and, some of the more expensive ones have that option as well. And the reason why that's important, the XLR is important, is because it's called a balanced cable versus the eighth inch or that microphone headphone jack mic is unbalanced. And so I'm getting kind of technical here, but
it's important.
Yeah. It what the balance does is it gives you two options. It basically gives you two tries of having the audio not have that static in there. It takes a clean channel. Right, so there's a lot of static, or there's a lot of problems with it. The cable and the microphone and the technology goes, no, this side is clean. We're going to go with that. So,
all right, so it's very interesting. Now, Andrew, a question for you. I know you have a tremendous amount of experience, and just for the sake of the audience, that Andrew's got huge experience in a lot of areas here in technology, especially in the promotional side of technology. That is, using technology to promote yourself all over the web. Why are people going to want a microphone input feature, an audio mic feature, down the road?
Well, I mean, I really recommend people who haven't ever gone out and recorded, if you have one of those old VHS tape recorders, right, the ones with the big cassettes you put in to a VCR, right? If you have one of those types of tapes and you record a wedding, right? How many times have you recorded a wedding not well mic'd microphones, and you're in the back, right? Because they don't want you to be in the center and up front with the video camera. So you're going to be in the back, and you're recording it, and then you listen to the tape at the end. And when people are doing the vows, especially if they're not mic'd and in some sort of system, where it's going through speakers, right? So you can't hear that, and that's pretty much the main reason why you record the wedding is to get those types of...
Is to have proof that they said that. Those things.
There you go. See, you said it. Now you
I'm sorry, I can't help myself. But, yeah, I see what you're saying. So, basically, people... Now, question for you. When you're recording, let's say you're going to do a stand-up bio of yourself, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to get into other factors, such as background and other things. Let's say you're going to do a stand-up bio, microphone speaking. You're going to want to videotape yourself talking about yourself, and you're going to also want the microphone available to what speak into. You want a mic, clip it on your lapel. Like, how will we be using this mic?
Well, there's, you know, that gets into the realm of there's a lot of different types of microphones. And there's the lapel microphone. There's the wireless mic system that you can plug in, all sorts of adapters. And you can always make a mic system work with your video camera, right? I mean, if my microphone does have an XLR input, I can get an XLR to an eighth inch jack, which will plug into that smaller microphone. But it just won't have the maximum quality, or won't have that balanced feature to it. So I might get some static there, if there's some static in the room. Other types of things, there's, let's see, microphones, you know, there's the boom microphone, there's again, the lapel microphone, you can plug that
mm-hmm.
on, and again, adapt those to be wireless, and, yeah, pretty much have change however your needs are. And there's not just one easy way of saying it. If you go, you know what, I'm going to be wearing something fairly skimpy, and I don't want to have this lapel mic on my shirt, then, well, let's just modify it, and, you know, let's get a boom mic in here, right? And just have the microphone over your, you know, have the boom mic over your head. And
mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So interesting. You gave us a very nice overview of cameras, and what we are going to do now is just make sure that we've covered everything before we wrap our part one, which, by the way, part one is still to come, everyone. Right, Andrew? Because we wound up getting back to the basics of what your camera should have, which is really great. Because you can't just walk in and say, you know, I need a video camera. Well, they're going to start asking you questions. We really need to narrow down exactly what we're doing and what type of equipment we do need for our use, for our purposes, right?
That's right.
To have the best, to actually have the best outcome for ourselves. So we're going to be perfectionists here when we try. We're going to buy the best equipment possible at all times. Andrew, is there anything else that you would like to add in terms of when we are on the hunt for a video camera, what we should definitely have? You've already told us a few things. Give us a few features that you feel are absolute no-nos, too.
So, mini DVDs are a big no-no. If it's not kind of a standard, then stay away from it. For instance, I saw like this DVHS or something like that, and I saw it at this one shop, and I've never seen it anywhere else. So, I mean, if you're looking for this type of standards, go to a couple big box stores
mm-hmm.
and see what kind of tape formats they have. And you're going to find that mini DV and mini DVDs are kind of the standard. And of the two, mini DVDs are kind of like to go out and videotape a kid's soccer game.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's on the DVD, and you don't have to do any encoding or anything like that. You can play it on the DVD player. That's a good purpose. That's very nice. But for people that are going to edit it, maybe put some graphics on it and then put it up as a web, you want to stick with that mini DV format.
Yeah, and you know what? Why don't we make the distinction now? Because it really is hard to – I mean, it's very easy to get them confused, right?
Yes, yes.
And hard to keep them separate.
They're one D away from each other. So
mm-hmm.
what mini DV stands for is mini digital video.
Mm-hmm.
Mini DVDs are mini digital versatile discs.
Try to say that three times.
There you go.
So we want the mini DV.
The mini digital videos, right.
Mini DV. If it looks or sounds like something you put in underneath your TV, you don't want it.
Right.
Am I right about that?
Yeah. Well,
think of it that way, right?
That's right. So the mini DVD.
DVD.
No DVD, just a mini DV, and mm-hmm. the difference really between the two, I mean, besides, you know, having them sound so similar, the mini DVDs are little DVDs, right? They're small
right.
DVDs.
They're
like mini CDs, right?
They record right on the DVD, you pop it in your DVD player, and you can watch it right on your TV. That's not what we're going to be doing, guys.
Right.
We're going to be doing something else. We're going to be editing, formatting, putting in bells and whistles. We're going to have lots of fun with these videos, so we don't want that.
Right, and mini DVs are tapes. They look, for those of you who
mm-hmm.
purchased them back in the day, they're little DAT tapes.
Oh, really?
They look
okay.
like little DAT tapes.
Little, yeah, I think I've seen them around, lying around.
Yeah.
We have everything here. Yeah, well, good. All right, so our no-no is simply no mini DVDs.
That's right.
All right, any other no-nos before we go-go?
Well, you know, other, I think that it just all comes to buying something that you can afford, right? I mean, buying, if you can only afford a $200 thing right now and you're getting something put together, then get that. And but just think about microphones. Think about the camera, because there are a lot of different options under that mini.
You know, Andrew, we have to do an Andrew 911, you know, hotline here, because would you be available for console? Let's say somebody wants to buy something, they've narrowed it down to three or four choices. Would you be available for console in their final choice to help them out?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Definitely. See, here's the thing, is that Andrew has a lot of experience in terms of how to use this equipment for what we're all going to use it for the empowerment of ourselves, our businesses, and, you know, bringing everything we do up to industry standard or even beyond. So we want to always be ahead of the curve and not always be behind the curve, wishing we could do more or be better or have more, right, or have a better performance or have better equipment. Want to try to start out, you know, doing very, very well for ourselves so that there's, so that we just can just get better. We want to be able to, actually, it boils down to, Andrew, is to, we want to be able to out-compete. That is, if it comes down to two people and they're watching two videos on the web, and that's how fast we're moving these days, they're going to actually probably get their speakers, you know, from watching the video that's up there. They're going to choose the one that they feel they can choose with more certainty that they're going to do a great job for their audience, right? So this is why it's very important about what you eventually do put up on the web of your stuff. Because remember, one thing about the Internet, it's forever. Guaranteed. So bad hair day, do not go up on the Internet. You'll never live that one down. So anyway, so Andrew is available for consult. You can reach him at andrew@anniejenningspeer.com. And then he will help you through that big moment where you have to lay down the cash to make sure you get exactly what you want.
That's right.
All right. Now, we are going to wrap up today, everybody, and we're going to be back very soon with more information on video formats. Very important to understand now, once you do get your camera, what to do with them next. So, you know, we're very happy to provide this series for you. Andrew is a blessing, and we're very happy to have him providing all of this information so everyone can really just kick it up a notch. Andrew, I want to thank you for being our guest today, and that's absolutely you know, part of our teleseminar, our podcasting series here at Annie Jennings PR. And we will be back. There's a couple of links you might want to know about. AnnieJenningsPR.com/don'tliftafingerpodcast.htm. That's where you can get it all done for you, and you guys don't have to lift a finger, and it even comes with podcasting. And personal access to both Andrew and myself, as well as we help you build your blockbuster business and your blockbuster podcasting series. So we're going to see you soon. Bye to all. Thank you, Andrew.
This podcast was brought to you by Annie Jennings PR. To get involved, go to the website at www.anniejenningspr.com or call 908-281-6201.